Why in the world do you do what you do? It's another edition of Why Do Girls on Power 96.5.
Why do girls insist on arguing when you ask that you don't want to argue? Like, for instance, whenever I go up to Emily, I do a disclaimer. I say, listen, I don't want to argue. And most importantly, I'm not mad. But I want to talk to you about something. So I want to preface it with that. And I want to make sure I'm very monotone so I don't have any kind of emotions in my voice.
Yeah, don't raise your voice.
Yeah, just very monotone. And I'm going to approach this very businesslike. And I'm going to tell you that to put the chip clip bags on the bags of the chips and the tater tots in the freezer. I mentioned this yesterday.
Yes.
That I pulled out a bag of tater tots and they went all over the floor because, well, she didn't put a chip clip on the bag.
Once again, men not taking accountability for their actions. He pulled it out of the freezer too harshly, so they went flying everywhere. But I will say, you can't take a concern to someone and say, look, I don't want to fight. I'm not mad at you, but this is how I need you to do things from now on.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to.
I said
you need to start putting clips on the chip bags.
No, I didn't say it like that. I said, can you please put a clip on the bags because there was tater tots that dipped all over the floor.
Because of your actions,
because
not
you didn't
hers.
Put a clip on the bag, and who doesn't do that?
So
I guess people who want other people to spill all the tater tots all over the floor. So this is what you're saying is this is vindictive.
No.
That you planned this.
No. But you're saying that it turned into an argument. But I don't think it did. What I think happened is that, because what you want, Foch, is you want to be able to bring her something and say, I don't want to fight. I'm not mad, but let me get my point across.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't want her to have a rebuttal to it.
Okay.
Here's why the tater tots went out everywhere.
That's
is
true.
Because you pulled them out. So then you don't want that. You want to just be able to say, hey, I want you to put clips on the bag, and then her say, okay.
That's I understand part of that. I understand that's what it sounds like, but I don't think that this is even an argument. That's the problem. Like, that's what the problem...
You think it's common sense to put clips on bags?
I think that it should go without saying, and that's the problem. I don't think that it's even a discussion. And it's not the way, like, I know a lot of you probably, just like you got out of what I'm saying, is that I'm telling her what to do, or I'm telling that it's my way or no way. I'm just saying it's the way.
It's not even my way.
It's a social way.
No.
Of if
I
you
have
don't
zero
want...
chip clips on my bags.
That's
or
your
anything.
Own fault. Then you should know.
That's your own fault.
Then you can spill crap. Then your kid can go in there.
How many times do you think I've spilled anything in my kitchen?
That's because you're the only one living in your house.
Zero. No, I got
and
an
you,
8-year-old
and you
that
tell
just
Tingy,
pulls things
and,
off the shelf.
Well, you already tell him how it goes. Then you tell him, you go, guess what? We don't have clips on our bags. So don't pull the bags out of the, which we Hold want on. Our, we Hold want our, we want our chips to go bad in our house.
No.
Is that what you're trying
no.
to say?
But he knows he's an 8-year-old and he knows not to harshly yank something out of the cupboard or yank something out of the freezer because he knows that they could go flying everywhere.
Why wouldn't you put a clip on the bag?
Because you
want
don't
it to
need
go
to. All
bad?
You gotta do, no, all you got to do is roll it up.
So what happens when that roll goes up?
It doesn't.
All by itself whenever you're sleeping.
Whenever you're sleeping. It's like a
goat. Yes. It works its way back up, and you open up, and you're
not
like,
if you do it tight
sworn,
enough.
I could have sworn I rolled that bag up.
No.
Well, that's because you don't have a rubber band or anything around it.
No.
So
plus,
I never thought that it was an argument.
Anyways.
I didn't even think it was my way.
But that's what you don't understand, is you think that the way you've lived your life is the way everyone lives their life. And then Emily moves in with you, and then you realize, oh, there's not just one way to do everything. So you have to understand that.
So what you're trying to say, this is what I hear you saying.
No.
You're saying that there are people that open up a bag of potato chips and don't put any, and then they eat like 8 potato chips and then they roll it back up and they put it in their cupboard without putting a rubber band or
yes.
a clothespin or anything. That's what you're saying.
I've been doing that for 31 years.
So
yes.
Are there more people like you out there?
Yes.
Who? I've never
people
met these
who are,
people.
Who don't have a stick up their ass. That too.
I've never. Like, people want their potato chips to go stale? people who want other people to go in their cupboard and lift it up, and then it spills all over the place.
That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
So why do girls do this? And what you're saying is because it makes the most sense for somebody to go in there and for your chips to get bad and for somebody else to go in there.
You really got to let this chip clip thing go.